Triple M's Ruin Dits for Breakfast for Distinctive Homes, the affordable boutique builder. Get in touch with the sales team today. distinctivehomes.com.au.
Ruin Dits, gout free on Triple M here this morning on this Friday morning. All thanks to Distinctive Homes. Their display villages will be open right across the weekend. Let's check out the highlights of the week.
The top five things we've learned on Ruin Dits this week.
Number five, we learned from Steve that you shouldn't drink and then post ads on Facebook.
I don't know if you've heard of Marketplace on Facebook. You know,
yes.
Where you can sell stuff.
Yeah, that's reckon the place to sell stuff.
Well, I'm nearly 60, so I had a few drinks Saturday night and I went to post something to sell on Facebook, and instead of putting the article I was going to sell, I put up a selfie of myself.
Let me take a selfie.
You get any bitters?
I got a few nasty comments, yeah. Don't drink and post stuff on Facebook. No, yeah. Sure.
60-year-old man for sale, poor condition, accepting all offers. Number four, we learnt the Crows are heading to an AFL hub on the Gold Coast.
Well, don't worry, I had a sense of humour when they said we'll go on the Gold Coast. I said that's not where we had the bloody pre-season camp, is it? I was on the Gold Coast. Imagine if it was the same joint.
Oh, no.
Okay, let's get Tex Walker on to clarify.
Where you stand's got nothing to do with last year's pre-season camp, has it?
To be honest, mate, I'm not too sure because we don't know where we were.
Oh, we'll play the Richmond song on the way from the airport and see what happens.
Oh, that's right. The Crows boys were blindfolded last time they were at the Gold Coast.
Number three.
Thanks to Roo's son, Joe, we learn if Google's a man or a woman.
Is Google male or female?
Google male or female?
Oh, definitely female.
Female, because it doesn't let you finish a sentence before making a suggestion.
Oh, Joe, that's a little bit naughty.
That's a joke, all right.
I don't even know what it means.
That'll explain it to
you. I'll explain it to you later.
If Dad doesn't explain it to you, Joe, you'll
probably find out when you get married.
Number two, we learnt sometimes breakfast radio gets in the way of Chris Dittmar's breakfast. Like this week, when he was meant to be reading an ad.
A message from the Government of South Australia.
Tax time 2020 has landed. Just had to swallow that coffee there. Tax time 2020 has
landed. How about during our Ruba contest a while ago?
In fact, we're told that Ruba will go off this week, Ruby, because we're going to give that many clues. We're not going to stop until it's gone off. Mm.
And who could forget when Matty John's prank called Dits, interrupting his wine drinking time.
Small world, is it? Well, he's an absolute gentleman. He's a great fella.
Number one, speaking of drinking,
pubs, open them up. People want to go there, Dits.
We learnt the boys are very keen to get the pubs back open again.
Are you listening, Stephen Marshall? Get the pubs open.
People do want to get back to the pubs.
Before you go, boys, you're looking forward to getting back to the old rubbity dub for a beer or what?
I think Roo wants the pubs open.
Should be opening up this Friday.
Beer, wine, spirits.
Feel like a little red?
Yeah.
What do you feel like a little port?
Mm.
What do you want, Sangiovese this week?
Multipulciano.
They talked about all things booze this week.
Southwick Bitter.
Just call them the Booze Brothers.
On the weekend, I went out to the bin to empty our cans and things. You know when that big noise of bottles being
jigga,
emptied?
Jigga,
yeah,
jigga.
I thought that seemed to go for about 5 minutes.
Dits is so good at drinking wine, he's been asked to host a masterclass.
Got 10 of our listeners all zoomed up with me. You have to drink wine, taste wine. And
say, that's nice.
Nice, yeah.
Next, do you spit or swallow?
No, I definitely swallow.
Speaking of drinking, you'll never guess what Dave from Elizabeth saw after a couple of drinks.
I was driving through Roseworthy one night, and my phone rang, and I had to pull over. One of the footy lads was ringing me. I pulled off the side of the road, and no word alert. This is the first time I've ever spoken about it. I swear I've seen a Tasmanian tiger.
You beauty!
About 2 days later, you had a caller ring up, and he said he'd seen it, and I was like, nah, man, I'm losing the plot. And I'd never said nothing to this day.
He drank at the same pub you did.
The top five things we've learned on this week.
No wonder you got gout. What happened? You might be scratching from the wine masterclass.
No. You push through the pain. Push through the pain, you do.
Push through it, yeah. You'll beat it.
Ruined, it's on Triple M.
Let's hope that comedy runs in the family.
Please welcome the new face of comedy superstardom.
On Ruin Dits for Breakfast, it's time for Joe's Joke.
Oh, Joe Ricciuto's on the line. How are you, Joe?
Good.
Good on you, mate. Hey, did Dad get you outside working in the rain last night?
Yeah.
What did you have to do?
To hold the ladder for him. so we could walk up on the roof and get all the hail off there.
Yeah, well done, Joe. Good on you, mate. So you got a bit wet, did you?
Yeah.
Would have been cold too.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Hey, how old are you, Joe?
I'm 10.
No, you're not.
I'm nearly 10.
Nearly 10. So when's your birthday?
June the 9th.
June the 9th. All right, Dad, don't forget that, will you?
No, I won't. It's the day after mine.
Oh, day after Dad's birthday, Joe.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we were trying to get Mum to push out a day earlier, Joe, but she was a bit lazy on it, wasn't she, to get three generations on June the 8th.
I know.
Who else is June the 8th?
My mum.
You're kidding?
Yeah, good birthday present, wasn't it?
Wow. Some would argue different, but... All right, Joe, how many jokes today?
Two, and they're both out of Dad's joke book.
He's just throwing Dad under the bus. These better be good, then. Righto, give us the first one.
The math teacher says, if I have five bottles in one hand and six in the other hand, what do I have?
Well, you've got 11 bottles. 11 bottles.
No, a drinking problem.
A drinking problem.
Right, I like
that. For Ditz, yeah, Joe, you, was it, that one?
Yeah, okay. Good joke. All right, that's a good one. Righto, what's the next one?
Is Google male or female?
Is Google male or female?
Oh, definitely female.
Female, because it doesn't let you finish a sentence before making a suggestion.
Oh, Joe, that's a little bit naughty.
That's Dad's joke, all right.
That's a little bit naughty.
I don't even know what it means.
Dad'll explain it to
I'll
you.
I'll explain it to you later.
Hey, well done, Joe. Have a good day at school, mate.
Yep. Bye.
Good on you. We'll talk to you next week. He's on fire,
He's
Joe.
He's on fire, Joe. 133-53 kids, give us a buzz. We've got a Triple M merchandise pack for the best joke. Give us a call, 133-53.
8:30, all thanks to Distinctive Homes, great family business, here on Triple M. Triple M. Joe Rashuda.
On Ruin Dits for breakfast.
When do I get paid?
It's time for Joe's Joke.
Let's go up to Bel Air Primary. G'day, Oswald.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
How old are you, Oswald?
8.
Good on you, mate. Now, do your friends call you Aussie, or does everyone call you Oswald?
Oswald.
Okay.
Yeah. Good on you.
We won't shorten it.
Bit cold up at Belair this morning, is it?
Yeah, sort of.
Sort of, yeah. Don't feel cold when you're small. Do you even wear long pants?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes.
All right. Who's your teacher at Belair Primary?
Mr. Menzel.
He's pretty strict, isn't he?
No, not really, actually.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. All right.
Who's your best mate at school?
His name's called Charlie.
Charlie. Yeah, he's a good fellow, isn't he?
Yeah. All right. Oswald, hit us with your joke. What have you got?
What's the definition of a snail?
What is the definition of a snail? What is it, Oswald?
A boogie in a crash helmet.
Boogie in a crash helmet. I haven't heard that one for ages, Oswald.
Yeah. Who told you that one?
My dad.
Yeah,
do you still eat your boogies?
No, let's not go
there. Did you used to?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, they're good for you anyway. They're good for you.
No, they're heaps not. Of kids, don't listen to Uncle
they
Roo.
Are.
Don't
they
listen
are.
To Roo on this
Get
one.
Get on the internet.
Well done, Oswald. That was a good one.
All right, let's go to Port.
He was a good little fellow, wasn't
great
he?
Great little kid.
Great little talker.
Yep. Let's go to Port Noarlunga. G'day, Charlie. This is not his mate, is it? G'day, Charlie.
Hi.
How are you, Charlie?
Good.
How old are you?
I'm 8.
You're eight as well. And what school do you go to?
Port Noarlunga Primary.
That's a good school. Can you spell Noarlunga?
Pardon?
Can you spell Noarlunga?
N-O-A-R-L-U-N-G-A.
Well done. Good lad,
Charlie.
Well played.
Wow,
right, now, what's your teacher's name?
She's called Miss Thompson.
Miss Thompson. Is she nice?
Yeah, really. Good.
Oh, really
Is she
nice.
Old or young?
She's in between.
good on you, Charlie. What's your joke today, mate?
Yesterday I saw a guy spill all his Scrabble letters on the road. I asked him, what's the word on the street?
Good one, Charlie.
Well done, Charlie. Yeah, good on you, mate. Have a good day at school, okay?
Yeah.
Thanks for ringing in. What have you got for both Charlie and Oswald?
We'll give them both a Triple M merchandise pack. This has got Triple M footies and scarves and beanies. All the stuff you need for footy season, which is cranking up again in only a few weeks' time.
Yeah, all right. Well done,
Oswald. A couple of good kids there.
They were fantastic.
8-year-olds.
Love them. Yeah.
Beautiful.
All right, we'll do it again next week with Joe Rusciuto's jokes.
Oh, speaking of funny, we've got Grumpy Old Men coming up next. I saw the news last night on Channel 7 and they were talking about the vaccine that we were talking about yesterday morning, they had a bit of a breakthrough with a company called Moderna, who's trialled on 8 patients and had great results. And they were talking to Trumpy about what he does, because they had a bit of an outbreak in the White House last week. He started taking hydroxychloroquine, I think is how you pronounce it,
right,
which is, they've been using this as a trial on doctors and nurses to try and prevent getting coronavirus. Here's Trumpy talking about it.
The frontline workers, many, many are taking it. I happen to be taking it.
Hydroxychloroquine?
I'm taking it.
I'm taking it.
A couple of weeks ago, I started taking it. Mm. And if it's not good, I'll tell you right, I'm not going to get hurt by it. It's been around for 40 years for malaria, for lupus, for other things. I take it. I'm still here.
Can you explain, sir, though, what is the evidence that it has a preventative effect?
Here we go. You ready? Here's my evidence. I get a lot of positive calls about it. Mm. The only negative I've heard was the study where they gave it, was it the VA?
Mm. Yeah, and then anyway, then a Fox News reporter thought he might just enlighten Don a bit.
The VA study to which the president alluded wasn't a loaded political one. It was a test on patients there and those who took it in a vulnerable population, including those with respiratory or other conditions, they died. If you are in a risky population here and you are taking this as a preventative treatment to ward off the virus, or in a worst case scenario, you are dealing with the virus and you are in this vulnerable population, it will kill you. I cannot stress enough. This will kill you.
Right.
Anyway, Trumpy had this to say.
All I can tell you is, so far, I seem to be okay. You know the expression I've used, John? What do you have to lose? Yeah. Okay, what do you have to lose?
Perhaps your life.
Yeah.
But anyway, Nancy Pelosi, who's one of the opposition over there, she basically said he shouldn't be taking it because you are old and you are obese. She did. She actually said that anyway. So I have a laugh.
Every time I hear him or see him on TV, I think to myself, doesn't matter which side of politics you lean to, we look to our leaders for a bit of common sense. And, you know, if you see Scott Morrison on our TV screens at night, or it's our own Stephen Marshall, or over time, Boris Johnson, Maggie Thatcher, whoever it is, you know, JFK, it's kind of the voice of reason. They're our leader and they're our strong leader and you look up to them.
Mm.
This bloke is a nutcase. And he is arguably the most powerful man in the world. He runs the biggest country. I just scratch my head. How did he get to prominence, honestly? Mm. And he gives medical advice. He is standing there telling people what to take. I mean, what authority has he got? It is actually laughable.
Oh, it's he's funny, isn't he?
Like our Prime Minister would never stand up and say, hey, take aspirin every night because it'll make you feel better, you know. Like, he just wouldn't say things like that.
Beats to his own drum. It's a total different world over there.
It's so irresponsible and stupid.
And he's got so much backing over there in the United States, though, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
There's our Trumpy update.
Ruined it's on Triple M.
When the time comes to bounce the ball, it's left to the Big V to carry everything and pay for everything.
Shots have been fired across state border lines.
And we let these freeloaders come in and have far too much to say.
The weirdos call jam donuts Berliners over there.
Well, I think they've still got a chip on their shoulder over us taking the Grand Prix.
State of Origin is back on.
The water we used to drink out of the tap growing up, seriously, it was like mud. They turned it into West End Draft, the world's worst ever beer.
Let's make beer out of it.
State versus state.
How?
Darcy.
Damn.
New turncoat.
Mate. Versus mate.
Are these guys actually mates?
Why is Melbourne crap? God, where do we start?
Two cities collide as two radio shows go head-to-head, simulcast live. In a worldwide radio first.
Well, it'd be good for them to be on a radio show that actually rates.
Oh!
Round fight.
Oh, no.
Listen to Mark Rusciuto over there.
Is that you, Judas? Is that you, Judas? The boy that grew up now, in Adelaide and went to school in Adelaide?
I understand there's a thing called Stockholm Syndrome, and where you fall in love with your captors, and I think that's what happened to me. Oh. I moved across the border and saw the light, Ed.
A few of the old girlfriends aren't happy, Darce. I've had a chat to a couple.
How are you, Roo? What's going on over there? Now, seriously, before we have a bit of a debate about the relevant merits of South Australian Victoria, mate, what's going on with your people over there in the politics? Are we going to keep your two teams? Are we going to get some common sense this week? We're going to find somewhere where we can land here, where the two teams can actually just train in isolation, like they're doing in Western Australia and everywhere else, so we can actually make it as fair as possible for your two teams?
I think they're comfortable with what they're doing. They're heading up to the Gold Coast this Sunday, Ed, so they'll be fine. What about Dictator Dan? How's he going over there? Has he got your kids back at school yet or not?
We're going okay. How dumb's
the next generation going to be over there? They haven't been to school for about 6 months.
We've got the internet over here, mate, so it works.
Ed, we've just had a report come through this morning. They want Collingwood and Carlton to stay together and train together. How would that go?
Yeah, okay. Well, fantastic. We don't need to, though. We can stay in our own place. That's how are you, mate?
Very good, thank you.
That's the way, buddy. We wanted to know, mate, wouldn't it have been great if you had been a Victorian? Yeah. People would have known you as a world champion squash player rather than Roo's offsider on the radio.
That's a low blow, Eddie.
Harsh but fair.
Low blow.
And superstar player. I mean, you know, when we think of the squash champions of Australia, going back to Cam Nancarrow and Ken Hisko, all these superstars, and
then of course, Khan.
No, the Australians. But then we get victorious Jeff Hunt. Who carried the world on his shoulders for so long. Mm-hmm. Mate, you should have come over and played over here.
Yeah, no, you make a point. Can I just talk, can I talk footy with you as well? I want to have this sporting discussion with you, because when you're underachieving fledgling VFL Football League, the game that you played between suburbs over there was on its knees and you needed money, we actually came and propped you up. You charged all of us $4 million each to become a part of your fledgling, unfinancial football league, and now look at it thriving. You've gone from playing against the suburb down the road to playing on a national stage. We've saved it and helped you beyond belief.
Yes, the introduction of Port Adelaide and Adelaide just blew it.
It
kingdom come. Now, when you sell Football Park, are we going to get a piece of that, like you knocked off VFL Park? The money's there.
It's another good point you're raising.
We actually need that. Now,
Rashoot,
yes.
Could you imagine if you had come over here and played for one of the Victorian clubs, Roo? You could have been anything. Do you regret that you didn't move across the border and see the light?
No, I'm quite happy to be in Adelaide, Darce. I've had it's a great place to live. Now, you know full well how good it is. You drink our red wine every week, Eddie. I've had Sarah from Molly Duker on. She said you won't be getting any more cheap Carnivore Love or Velvet Glove anymore. So
we'll accept you on the wine.
We made
West End Draft. West End Draft. Come on, ruined it. Now, you can't tell me.
That was too low. You went a step too far with West End Draft.
You forgot about Summit.
It's beautiful.
He forgot something.
You can't look me in the eye when you say that, Roo.
I can't.
Look at you.
No, the last time I had it, I got grossly sick. VB Dits? Very bad.
Isn't that crap, isn't
it? Surely you can't defend Victorian Bitter.
Oh, please, it's mother's milk. What are you talking about, boys?
When's the last time you've had a VB, Eddie? Seriously.
I am a devotee of the Victoria Bitter. Don't worry about that.
To rinse out his grain glass, I think was the last time.
I can't drink Carlton, I must admit. Just the name on the name on the label, I can't hold it even. But
Can we get on to a couple of other topics, a couple of favourite topics of mine as well. You're talking about exports and who's come out of South Australia. We've got Bradman and Malcolm Blight.
Bradman's from New South Wales. What are you talking about?
No, he's not. He's from Adelaide.
No,
I'll give you Steve Price.
Hang on, Eddie.
You're going to claim Don Bradman. That's straight away.
You must be super proud of Fat Tony and Carl Williams
and the underbelly.
The underbelly.
Far out. You disgraced us on the world stage.
I mean, that's a feather in your cap, isn't it?
Please, don't start on crime, mate. The Dalai Lama wouldn't get off the plane in Adelaide because he felt the vibes over there.
It's a true story.
It is a true story.
Well,
the murder capital
fraud.
Of the world.
There's nothing wrong with Snowtown.
At least our guys, at least our crimps shoot each other. Guys, we don't. What's the theme song of South Australia? Roll out the barrel, isn't it?
No. It's unbelievable. Get up to Snowtown. It's quite a nice place for a photo.
If you want to be dismembered. If you like shoot each other, we just knife each other in the back over here. We find that better.
Anyway, I find it a bit rich. It's when Eddie talks about Collingwood and how good they are. Their coach is South Australian. Their bloody best player is South Australian, Brody Grundy.
Yeah, well done.
Eddie? That's the first time
The coach is from Darwin. Went to Salesian College in Melbourne. It took us 10 years to beat the Bogan out of him, and now he's starting to fire for us. Once we got the mullet off him.
Can I just get off footy again for 1 second? Who was the genius that came up with the hook turn? Just explain that to us.
Well, explain it to you. If you actually have more than one tram in your city, you actually need
We've got two. Okay. We've got two.
We can't afford that.
Probably time to get a
one
third tram.
One go both ways.
I reckon you can expand to a third tram.
On the hook turns, though, we had a tweet from Cam the Man saying, pretty rich coming from a city that has one road in and is literally downhill from there.
Hey, Rosie, butt out of this, please. I heard you pot us in the break before we come to air, Rosie.
Rosie, you got a few more tweets there?
Yes, Schmick tweeted saying in Adelaide CBD there's a church bell or something that rings every 15 minutes. When we stayed there, we called it the nothing's happening yet alert.
Oh, you love footy trips in Adelaide, Darcy.
And
I
we had a
that.
Tweet as well putting the case for South Australia saying with two news stories, one saying no new cases for 4 days in South Australia versus 12 Maccas shut down here.
Yes.
Mick Brown tweeted saying not even the coronavirus likes to go to South Australia.
You keep covering up those cedar meats and worries and everything over there.
When the biggest name from South Australia to make the biggest impact in football is Helen D'Amico from the Crazy Horse in the 82 Grand Final.
Hey.
You know the thing.
She's aging well.
She's one of our best exports.
Yeah, she's aging
now,
well.
Can I just say in parting, is that, you know, on the weekends we've been playing a great Grand Finals here on Triple M. We've been reliving the past, Roo.
Yeah.
And Alice, our producer, said this weekend it's a losing Collingwood Grand Final.
What did you say? Fought?
I said, which one? Well, you spoiled for choice there, aren't you? Right.
Sorry, mate. We could go back to that great Port Adelaide Grand Final, of course. How much was
2004. It? 2004. 2004, when we beat the best side that's ever played the game.
They've played that 3 weeks in a row, Eddie.
All right. We'll concede. Oh, you've got the best member of the James family as part of your off-air team.
Yeah.
We'll concede that. But
Luke Darcy.
On a serious note, boys, can we ask you over there, how is the feel with the players? And I'm being genuine here.
Yep.
I think it's, you know, I really feel for the two South Australian teams having to leave the 3 weeks earlier. Is there any chance whatsoever that this could be addressed in the next 5 or 6 days to see if we can keep the South Australian teams under quarantine, training with themselves to be able to have the contact training, or will they come out to the hub?
Well, you told me you ran that town, and why can't you get that over?
Look, I think I don't think there's any chance that'll happen, to be honest. Okay. I think the Premier wanted it to happen, and the Dr. Nicola Sperrier said no. They're going to stick tight on the borders, and it's only because you guys got so many infections over there. They don't want to take the risk to come over there. But no, I think they'll be heading to the Gold Coast. What we do hope, Eddie, is that they'll be coming back earlier than perhaps planned. That's the best case scenario,
I would say. Let's hope. So, and we understand what the health office is trying to achieve there with the situation with CV19. We're not trying to push ourselves in the front there. Now, there is a bit of angst, though, about the two teams being in the same hotel. David Kosh has come out. I don't know if Kosh has flicked the switch to vaudeville again, but is there a way that you two can two teams can stay in the same hotel, or is it a situation where it would just make more sense to separate the two teams?
Eddie, I just think someone at the AFL's got a sense of humour. To send the Crows to a golf resort, it's hilarious.
Well, that's what they thought they'd fit in nicely.
And the
there.
Pre-season camp from last year. We're still trying to get over the Gold Coast from that. But anyway, chuck us in with the West Coast Eagles or Freo and chuck Port in with the other one and everyone live happily ever after.
I thought it was a bit harsh that they actually sent you to the Ramsgate Hotel in Queensland.
Well, I did say yesterday, what could go wrong? Kari and I lasted a couple of hours in a pub. They can surely last 2 months together in the Gold Coast. So, no, they'll be fine. They'll get over it and it'll make it a harder premiership to win, but it'll make it all the more special, hopefully, when someone does, you know, maybe a night grand final in October.
Yeah, hopefully. That'll be great on Saturday the 24th of October. Wouldn't that be something on a special night at the MCG to be able to get that going? Because at the moment it does still continue, Das, and Ruin Ditz, to look like the 2020 World Cup won't be happening. That still is sort of drifting at the moment as far as being able to get all the international teams in. And it looks like the Indians want to play their 2020 competition about the same time. So when it comes to cricket...
Mark Ricciuto's looking at his watch at the moment. Yeah, this is the longest break they've ever done on Adelaide Radio.
That's all right.
Welcome to our show, Ruin Ditz. This is how we roll over here.
You guys are still in your individual studios. Yeah. We're all tight-knit in here in our studio because we've got the virus under control. So you go back, finish your show, boys, and we'll catch up soon. So I think we got the points there,
I think we did, yeah. All thanks right. for your minor contribution to our show this morning. It was fantastic.
Good on you, guys. And most importantly, we've got to plug away for Molly Duca Wines
in
the Velvet
Club. We'll come on the way shortly.
Send it over. Yeah.
You still reckon Chris Ditmar could have won a world title had he been a Victorian?
He did win a win title. He's a
he did
world
win a title, but no one knew about it. And I reckon he would have, had he been here with Jeff Hunt under his tutelage, God. Then he would have just about, he would have fixed up Jenga Khan, he would have fixed up Jensa Khan, all those guys. All right. And he probably would have got his knee done properly the first time.
Right, right.
Could have been anything Rishoot had he moved over the border.
See you later, boys.
Triple M. Roll up your chinos, put wax in your hair, smash some avocado and grab a protein shake. It's time for the Metros on Ruin Ditz for Breakfast.
We've got Nails from the sales department on the phone. We've got Josh from our production team. He's on the phone. And Flack, also from production, is here in the studio. Flack, you've got a new podcast.
Yeah, I just decided, in isolation over the last couple of months, me and my best mate thought we'd just get together and try one.
Right, what's it about?
It's called the Big News Championship, and we just talk about news and... That, I'm not really selling it well, am I?
No one's done that before.
What, news?
What, talk about news? Get out.
That's new.
Right, where do we find it?
You can't. On the podcast places?
Right.
Beautiful.
See, I'm trying to give you a chance to sell the bloody thing.
Keep just search Big News Championship.
Righto. All right. Now, Roo, there are a couple of big milestones in relationships, aren't there?
Yes, there are.
A couple of big things, like, for example, the first time you sleep over.
First time you hold hands in public.
First kiss.
Meet the parents.
That's a big one as well, having dinner for the first time with the opposite family and all those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. But what's the biggest milestone?
Well, when your woman's allowed to, pass wind in front of you.
Yeah. First fart,
and sort of not get angry or frustrated at it.
The reason we're telling you about this, we're reading an article. It actually came out of the UK, but a fella, because his girlfriend apparently is so prim and proper, and she accidentally squeezed one out, and she was so embarrassed.
Ooh.
He bought her a cake to celebrate her first fluff.
Oh, he must just like cake, surely. Yeah.
Oh, come on. Exactly.
Tell you what, I'd buy a cake shop if that was a joint.
Oh, say that.
My missus just lets her it whenever she wants.
Oh, she wouldn't do that.
She does.
Righto, Nails, was this a big moment for you?
I'll probably throw Tora under the bus a little bit here, and she's probably listening, but I reckon it took me about 3 years to fart in front of Tora.
Oh, come on, Nails.
And I reckon it took her about 3 days.
Oh, what? You kidding?
I like the sound of Tora.
Yeah, it means, Nails, it means that you made her feel very, very comfortable.
Yeah, I guess so. But no, it doesn't really bother me too much, boys, as long as you're not at the dinner table having dinner or something.
Yeah,
like
no,
that.
No, that's a no-no.
That's out of bounds.
That's not on. But if you're on the couch or whatever, then it doesn't bother me too much, boys.
What about under the quilt?
The Dutch oven.
Dutch ovens.
Oh, beautiful.
good on your tour.
That's right. I'm going to ask Josh.
Yeah, Josh. Tell.
I'm not sure about the 3 days into it. I think you have to be in a relationship for a while before that happens. So 3 days is probably a bit too soon for me. Yeah. I'd be exiting the relationship pretty quick.
Yeah, do you ask permission or do you just let it go and just see what the reaction is? You do?
You just make it. Blame it on the dog or something.
See, I had a long conversation.
Rip it off like a band-aid.
Rip it off like a band-aid.
Yeah, find out. Yeah, why waste time? What did you do, Ditz?
Oh, I had a long conversation about it.
Before you did it or after?
Before. Because I said, look, I've
been
holding these in.
You debriefed it before you actually happened.
Yeah, I said, I've been holding these in. I've been trying to be polite, but I can't anymore.
It's time to.
I said, in bed at night, I'm just laying awake looking at the ceiling and, my tummy's rumbling and it's keeping me awake. And so, yeah, it was a long...
I need to start farting in front of your cake.
It was actually a long-winded conversation.
Oh, no. What did she say?
She gave me permission, and now she wishes she hadn't.
Flack, your love life is just blossoming at the moment. Are you farting in front of each other?
Absolutely not. Hasn't happened yet, and I don't think I can.
Yeah. Really?
There's two.
Well, you can't be yourself in front of your partner.
I don't want to fart in front of her, and I'll never ever go to the toilet with the door open. Those are my two.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Just be yourself.
But if she slipped one out, you're not going to change the way you think about her.
No, I'd probably like her more.
Yeah.
I'd high five her.
Hey, before you go, boys, you're looking forward to getting back to the old rubbity dub for a beer or what?
Oh, absolutely. I want it now.
Really?
Yeah. Like, can we just open the pubs? Mm. I'm done now. I want to go to. Yeah. I'll go to yours. Can I have a free?
Beer? You can go anywhere you want. How keen are you? You just want to get out and go to a restaurant, a pub, or a bar.
Yeah, I just want to get out and do something. I don't know about you boys, but I'm sick of sitting at home.
Nails.
Yeah, very keen, boys. Was it Richo that said he can't wait for that first beer off the wood?
Yeah, the old beer off the wood. That's the old days. Tap the keg.
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
What about you, Josh? You want to go out for a vegan meal and a beer?
Is there vegan beer, Josh?
I wouldn't know. That's flat.
Oh, don't crack the sads because we've taken the mickey out of you, Josh.
Isn't Flack the vegan now, isn't he?
No, I'm not. And beer is vegan. You're fine. But there is vegan red wine, if you're wondering.
Is there?
Yeah.
Gee, that'd be a big seller. How exciting.
I hope the Chinese put some tariffs on that.
All right, thanks, boys.
Cheers.
Ruined Dits for breakfast.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
Lehman. I'm Anthony Lehman.
Oh, good morning, Lemo.
Oh, g'day, guys. Wonderful to be with you on this Thursday. And I know earlier today you were asking people the signs that you're drinking too much.
We've been doing a bit of that. Yeah.
I've got a couple for you here.
Yeah. Right.
You know you're drinking too much when for breakfast, instead of bacon and eggs, you have Panadol and Barocca.
Yeah.
You know you drink too much when you need a calculator to work out how many standard drinks you have a week. And here's my favourite one. You know you're drinking too much when your three-year-old son knows that Tempranillo is a Spanish grape.
And can spell it.
And can spell it as well. I'll order this box for you, Dad.
Yeah. What do you want, Sangiovese this week? Yeah.
Sangiovese.
Montepulciano.
He knows 20 Italian words and they all mean wine. So, I enjoyed your stoush with Eddie and Das during the week.
How'd we go, do you reckon, Lee, mate?
I thought, to be fair, I was on with them this morning and they asked me the same question. I said to them, I'm going to call it a draw.
Oh, what?
Really?
But now tell us the truth.
I was on Melbourne radio, but that's now right. I can say you guys dominated.
Smashed them.
I was at a couple of disappointments, though. Dits, you mentioned some great South Australians, Malcolm Blight.
Yeah.
Don Bradman. Mm-hmm. We'll have him, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Barnes. You, no mention of Cocaine Cassie, though.
No.
I really thought.
I ran out of time.
She should have got a mention.
She put us on the map.
And my favourite bit, which is what I did say this to Das this morning on Melbourne Radio, when he said to you, Roo, if you'd come to Melbourne, imagine what you could have been.
Yeah.
And I said to Das, what, 8 All-Australians, a Brownlow, a flag and 300 games, not enough for you.
cheeky bugger.
Could have got 12 All-Australians if you lived in Melbourne. Hey, now, restrictions are loosening. I know you were talking to the Premier a little while ago about the loosening of restrictions here. Mm. Tell you what, though, some places do it differently, don't they? Texas in the States, okay?
Mm.
Get a load of these numbers. Population, 29 million. So Texas, the state, is bigger than Australia, population-wise. They've got 50,000 cases. They've had 1,400 deaths from coronavirus. And they've gone, well, let's open the joint up. We're ready to roll.
No, they're opening it.
The curve is well and truly still on the way up. And they've said, no, we're going to open it. So they had a massive weekend, a beach party, and it's called Jeep Weekend, as in the motor vehicle Jeep.
Right.
It's called Jeep Weekend. And the authorities said, okay, you can go down the beach, but please practice social distancing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was one of the loosest parties you've ever seen. There were thousands of people there. Have a listen to this one girl and tell me how you reckon the weekend rolled out after listening to her.
Been in quarantine and, like, I need to get out and party. Woo! What's better than beach and a few drinks and Jeeps? Man, it getting better than that.
Well, let's have a listen to a news report of how the weekend went.
The sheriff's office have made at least 63 arrests so far in connection to Jeep Weekend.
Right. I got an update this morning because I just wanted to check my facts. Mm. The weekend finished with 189 arrests and two people got shot.
Ah, oh, it's not a big weekend without a shooting in America.
Just another weekend in Texas. Yeah. Although, to be fair, two people shot, you're probably safer on that beach than fighting coronavirus in the rest of the state.
Yeah, they are opening things up big time over there. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
It will indeed. And I know you've been talking American politics, guys. Well, Joe Biden, who's going to be up against Donald Trump later this year, here's a bloke who's 77 years old, who'll be 78 in November. His teeth fell out during a debate. That's what we're dealing with here.
Serious?
That's a true story.
His chompers fell out.
His chompers fell out and had to push him back in while he was answering a question in a debate. This is a bloke who struggles to remember his name on a good day, right? Listen to him here talking about the impact of the coronavirus in America.
We're in the middle of a pandemic that had cost us more than 85,000 jobs as of today. Lives of millions of people. Millions of people.
He got him around the wrong way, didn't he?
I think he might have got him around the wrong way there, Joe. But it's standard procedure for him. Here he is talking about Donald Trump tweeting.
Trump was out there tweeting again this morning. I call him President Tweety.
I call him President Tweety. There you go. Way to send 1,000 years old. President Tweety. Well, he has got a new speechwriter, Joe Biden. It's this guy.
I thought I tore a ponytail. I did tore a ponytail.
He's surely not the best candidate to take on Trump. If half of America hate Trump, is that the best they can do to knock him out of office?
It is.
Seriously.
It's mind-boggling that they've gone with Joe Biden. But I'll tell you what, from a comedy point of view, he is putting together a very impressive gaff reel that is going to bring us a lot of joy over the rest of the year. And, guys, I'm pumped because Kindy's back on Monday.
Beautiful. So
the three-year-old is back at Kindy on Monday. We're dropping him off today. We're going to tell him to wait the weekend through.
Camp out, so you're first in.
We'll be there. I'll give you a report on that Monday morning, guys.
Good on you, mate.
Ruined it's on Triple M.
Triple M. Get out your Zimmer frames, chuck on a cardi, comb your hair over and crank up the tranny.
The grumpy guy story's starting to come into focus a little bit here.
On Ruined Dits, it's time for grumpy old men.
Oh, and they're getting grumpier. Let's get them on, Roo. Who have you got today?
Tony Franzon owns pubs that are shut, dotted all around Adelaide. We've got Michael Pratt, Liberal Party member, weren't you, Pratty? I forgot about that.
Yes, last century.
And Johnny Reid, former footy operations manager of the Crows. Good morning, Grumpies.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, what do you think about the trains being chock-a-block, Reedy?
Disappoints me, Roo. I think the government has handled all this really well. I mean, most people have been pretty good about it. But then when they turn around and have the trains full, and then use the statement, we've taken health advice. I'm saying, come on, you know, what do you take this for? I mean, we're not stupid. And there's someone like, you know, owns a hotel, you know, and he's sitting there saying, well, come on, I'm not allowed to have anyone in my place, and yet we're going to fill the trains up, and they sit there together for 45 minutes. Yeah. Now, just can't work that out, mate. That is just lunacy.
Yeah, friends open up his pubs in a couple of weeks and he has a full pub. He say, well, you know, I'll get it right tomorrow.
Yeah. What's the difference?
Can't work that out at all.
What about the feud we're having with China, boys? How would you handle it if you were Prime Minister, Franz?
I just think it showed up how reliant we've become on China. I mean, I think our exports are 36% to China. Just got to change the way we do business like everyone's doing. We're evolving. If I was a government, I'd be putting tariffs on whatever stuff we're buying off them.
Okay. Right. Yep. Fight fire with fire. Yeah. What do you think? Pratty used to be a federal minister.
And a farmer. Just a couple of things. There is a trade imbalance. Australia sells and exports more to China than we buy from them. Coal, beef, wine and barley.
Mm-hmm.
The real issue, fellas and your listeners, goes back to what is called the Foreign Investment Review Board. It should change its name to the Foreign Ownership Review Board. We've got 97 million acres of land in Australia owned by China. That's North Queensland. So we've got to take a strong stand. You can't belt them over the head because they don't respond to threats. What they do, they counter threats. So it's an issue. and this government is best placed to handle it.
So we've got to curb. We've got to curb the foreign ownership, is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
All right. I'm big on that too. I don't think they should be owning any land.
And they own our water.
And
our
water. I know it's dangerous. Yeah. Very dangerous.
All right. Earlier this week, Roo exposed a scam where people are selling puppies to pensioners, and they've been ripped off for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Reedy, have you ever been scammed?
No, come on, Reedy. No, the answer is no, but I do get flabbergasted how people do get scammed, particularly the romance ones overseas. I mean, I can't believe that.
A lot of people are looking for love, Reedy.
Bloody hell, how hard's that?
What about you, friend?
Well, mate, I feel like I get scammed every day by everyone. But,
poor friends.
Well, I tell you a funny, an attempted scam, and we got out of it. At Cremorne Hotel, we had these Irish blokes come around, and they said they've got a truckload of bitumen sitting on the, you know, spare truckload of bitumen, and we'll fill your potholes up. So, you know, the manager rings me up and says, oh, you know, for a couple of $100, they'll fill it up or whatever. So I get the phone call the next morning, they're back here, and they want $7,500. I said, what? So I quickly race over, and they put gravel in it. And I'm there arguing with these Irish blokes. So I ring the cops, I ring CBS, and I said, look, I think these guys are scamming us. And sure enough, they take off. So the cops come, CBS come, and I said, look, guys, come back. I've got your $7,500. They didn't come back.
Oh.
Never saw them again. So we dodged a bullet there.
But
unfortunately, it's everywhere, and everyone's trying, and the older people tend to be the more vulnerable, and I feel for everyone.
Yeah, well, talking about older people that are real good targets. Praddy, have you been done?
Well, I've enacted one, and I've been caught up in one, but understand that the internet, the new blokes are too young for this. The internet scam has replaced, remember the chain mail letters that if you broke them, you'd not send it? Spoken about love. I made a real mess of this because of the coronavirus. I called my wife a nickname.
A nickname? What sort of nickname do you give her?
Well, I called her Harvey Norman. I said, we've had absolutely no interest for 36 months.
What, are you having a dry patch, Freddy?
At my age, I copped the flogging. I thought, I better do something about this. So I went online. And bought a mood ring for her. And we've discovered that when she's in a good mood, it turns green. Mm. And when she's in a bad mood, it leaves a big red Mark and Mafoy.
All right, Grumpies.
No, good on you, boys.
We'll catch you next week.
See ya.
There they are.
See you, boys.
The grumpy old men. Hey, if ever you listen to the Rush Hour in the afternoons, they use the word family a lot, you know. They
always work on the family.
Yeah, we're all tight knit. We're all together in this, and, you know, we're all on the same page. Apparently we're not.
There's a little bit of a wedge getting there.
I think so. I thought we were a team. But have a listen to this. This
our
is good.
Boys, our Brekkie Show boys, they're being just a little bit reactive at the moment, Judge.
I like it, Burn.
Friday morning last week, I heard on some audio from the Triple M Melbourne Brekkie Show.
Yes.
They were absolutely tipping on us South Australians, and it made me angry.
It did, Friday afternoon,
rightly so, we covered it, and this is it. They had a crack at our great West End draft. Now, I was brought up on that,
yes,
and that is
boy.
Mother's milk.
There you go.
So, Eddie, get stuffed with that too.
1-3-5-3. Respond, Adelaide. Respond to those Victorian flogs. The graffiti capital of the world. It's dirty and it fair income stinks.
Give me some ammo because I'm going to go back at him.
Luke
Call
Darcy.
Up. I want to hear from everyone.
Again, Luke Darcy.
Yes, Bird. Very well spoken by both of us.
Yes,
so,
Bird.
Topic covered, I would have thought.
Done. Lock it away. Yes,
Done.
Sir.
Move on. Next.
What's happened?
Right. This is what the Brekkie boys have gone and done Monday morning. 3 days later, Jars.
Why is Melbourne crap? God, where do we start? Where do we start?
1-3-3-5-3. Give us a buzz. Have a crack at the Victorians. 1-3-3-5-3. They would have got no callers because we got them all on Friday.
Earth to Doris.
Well, I must admit,
two knuckleheads in the morning, honestly. They don't read any papers.
They mustn't. I forgive Ditz because he is in love. And when you're in love, your judgment can be clouded. And your mind wanders. Whoa. Remember this?
Yes. Professor Spurrier, can I say, I think you've been absolutely outstanding.
Oh, no.
And you've been in charge. He's and in as love. I said, I really, really mean this sincerely. You've done an incredible
Listen
job. And
to it.
I hope you get a good long holiday at some stage. You'll need a break, I think.
The flirt. Time to be proactive, boys.
Yeah.
This reactive off. Otherwise, my lawyer will be in contact.
Oh, no.
Is that the boy with the P plates on? Bernie. The boy just started in radio.
L's.
Hey, L plates.
Not even 6 months.
Telling us. Telling us.
They're starting Bernie's, something Bernie's they presuming might not be able something. To finish.
Bernie is presuming something here that we listen to their B-grade show.
I'm nearly in bed by the time they're on. What time is
if
it?
If I'm not
7
asleep at the start of the show, I certainly am halfway through it.
What time are they on? 7 to 7?
Oh, it's changed a few times. Is it 7 they've been shuffled 7:30? Around a bit. I'm not sure. They get shuffled around.
3 to 5, 3 to 4 to 6, yeah. 5 to 7:30. Yeah.
I listen when Kennedy Malloy come on. I'm all
on,
over that.
They'll be on just before Luke Boner soon. Anyway.
Keep trying, Bern. Yeah. The two childish blokes that form the rush hour in the afternoons here.
Yeah,
on
they're picking a fight. I don't reckon they think, surely they don't think they can win.
They had a crack at us for stealing ideas. They reckon we took, you know, some, one of their ideas and 3 days later went on air.
How you hate Victorians.
Yeah. Gee, that's new, isn't it?
Yeah, that
that's original.
That hadn't been going on in State of Origin for 40 years. Nah.
Do you think Bernie and Jars have ever stolen an idea or plagiarised or...
Plagiarised? Now, that's a good word. I actually, you know, I struggle with big words like plagiarism and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. But I reckon they're pretty close to the mark, aren't they, at the moment?
So they've had a go at us for stealing an idea, which is a big accusation.
And Bernie's been having a crack at you for being in love with Professor Nicola Sperrier as well, Dits.
But he might be on the money there. has
not his job to point it
has
out.
Has Bernie? No, exactly. Has Bernie stolen, you know, an idea or two along the way? Do you think?
Well, I tell you what, I'm no lawyer, and you know, I'm no Dennis DeNudo, but I tell you what, set up this picture between Billy's bake and Bernie's beef for us, please, Dits.
Yeah. All right, let's just have a listen to this.
I'll tell you whose time it is to go. All your jokes. All of you. I've got you all in the gum. Listen to this. Temptation Island.
Stop
piss
it.
Off.
I'm sick of watching TV.
And that's why we get this.
Lowest
and everyone's surprised.
Isolation. Jim, old Wilbur Brownless is not meant to be locked up.
He's got a 3-week ban.
Not one girl has rung you in 2 months.
Shut up, Jim, you weird head f***ing freak.
And I was at that game and the umpire was a bald-headed
f***. It's as simple as that, Jim.
The AFL, you've gone too far.
Jim, shut up.
It was never Jars and Bernie. It's always been Bernie and Jars.
I'm going to lose it completely.
There's no bloody I-10, you head wobbling knob.
You've already lost
Jim,
it.
Shut up.
Stop it.
So let's just look at the not only stealing the idea, the technique. I'll tell you, I'll have a go at my co-host.
Poor old Wilbur's been doing all the heavy lifting. While you've been taking selfies in the Maldives, stupid backflips. Jim, you can go and get
But I'll tell you what else is annoying me, Jimmy boy.
What's that?
Co-ed, co-ted, co-ved.
You mean COVID-19.
Do not interrupt me!
Oh, and has Bernie done anything like that?
Oh, no, surely not.
You had all day to think about your intro and you started with good morning! We're on 5:30 till 7. It's after lunch. Do your bloody homework! My name is Bernie! Bernie Vince, in fact!
Jeez.
Get it right! I work with you! You're a knob until you get my name right! I cannot work with you on the outside!
Look, no similarities whatsoever.
This case is building beautifully. Oh, the lawyers are just starting to get in the queue here at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah. What about, look, just as I said, I'm finding it difficult to really marry the two up, but Bill walks out, for example.
Wild and Jim's.
What have we done? He's
cracked it.
He walked out. Yeah, he walked out.
So
Bernie, what did Bernie do?
Bernie
wouldn't do that.
Why do you agree your favourite show's Housewives of Orange County? I'm talking to you. I'm out done.
Oh, no.
Oh, he didn't walk out.
He didn't walk out.
Oh, no.
I couldn't have predicted that was going to happen. Not in a million years.
No.
Oh, and where does Bernie live? He's in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Is that where Billy's Bake is?
Oh, get out.
You're kidding me.
Get out.
On Triple M.
Yeah. Hell.
Jeez, Doug. Who would have thought? He's done some research. Who he's gone really wide to get that. He didn't get it from the other side of the world. He got it in his own state and his own station.
Anyway, we rest our case. Ruined it's on Triple M.
Come back, boys.
Ruined it's here on Triple M. Roo, we like to think we're a family, we're a team here at Triple M, but the Rush Hour boys have broken the code.
Well, they started a war.
They've started a stoush.
They probably shouldn't have, to be quite honest.
It's a fight they can't win.
And they've been embarrassed a little bit, haven't they? Mm. I mean, yesterday we did expose Bernie for just ripping off Billy's bake.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Listen to his
response.
It's
completely different. Mind it's not, you, need. Yeah. I personalise it. First of all, I write it myself as well. He gets his written for him.
Yeah.
And it's only once every couple of months here whenever someone will write it for him. Mine's once a week.
Yep.
It's got a sponsor
Correct,
too.
Burn, so bring, which you got.
Big sponsor too, Country Living Homes, which I went out and sourced. But I think I've given Ditch too much credit over the years, Jazz.
You have.
I have.
This is the same bloke that falls asleep in a creek bed at Arnold.
Hang on. Well, because you're trying to get in touch with nature, you wanted to have a look at the stars one night. You can't have a crack about that. And Bernie knew a lot about Billy's Bake for someone who, you know.
Reckons he's never heard it.
Never heard of it. He knew everything about it.
Can I make another comment? Sorry, totally unrelated, by the way, but I just thought it was a fair opportune time to raise this. I just want to say to you, congratulations. Well done on you being on the front page of the Advertiser yesterday.
Well, I was just trying to help the industry,
It was good to see a Triple M personality on the front page of the Advertiser for the right reasons.
Oh, what are you referring
to?
No,
nothing at all.
What are you referring to?
No, I just wanted
to say
it was
good. Is that a swipe at Bernie or Jazz?
Oh, no, neither. Well, you know. Oh,
that
well,
is
who's been on the front page of the paper?
Oh, that's a low blow, but this is what happens when you start a fight. Gee, Ditch.
By the way, Bern, because he went on to say, he goes, well, I'm on air at the same time. Have a listen.
Well, one thing is, Jazz, we've got what we wanted. We've actually got them off their arse and they've started to prepare segments for their show.
Good
and
boy.
We've had a win, Jazz. That's all we wanted to do. If you listen to back what I said, start preparing, not reacting.
Do the homework.
Proactive, not reactive. So they've finally done it.
Okay.
But
they've attacked you.
Yeah. They've attacked me, all right. First of all, they said something about me having L plates on or P plates on. What do you do with L platers on the road, Jazz?
Well, you give them a bit of respect. You go around
and you keep clear of them. Why are they engaging with us if I'm an L plater?
Yeah. No, you don't. No, you give them
like
a bloody massive mouthful when they can't see you do it.
When they stall at the lights.
And you go, gee. Who taught that kid? I wouldn't want to be in that car,
Spot
would you?
Spot on.
Yeah, so Ben, you are in that category, my son.
So would you argue in that partnership that Jazz is the experienced radio person? So Bern is learning from Jazz. Is that what we're saying here?
Yeah, that's a risk. Ooh. That's like having a dodgy, driver, the learner driver, isn't it? The one that gets done for corruption or something. Anyway, keep going, boys.
And just a final thing, Burns sort of went on to say, well, I'm on at the same time as, the Rush Hour in Melbourne, so how could I ever have listened to Billy's Bake? Because fair to say, Burn, there aren't things like podcasts.
Oh, podcasts?
No. And, websites and,
social media?
Social media, there's none of that. So no way in the world you could ever have heard it before.
Wouldn't have heard of
Billy's
Bake.
I'm sorry I accused you of that.
Yeah.
Let's just calm down. The uprise is coming, my friend. Watch. Okay. There's some big changes coming. All right, Bern, that's all I'll say.
Is that okay?
All right. Those who live in glass houses should not throw stones. You with me?
I'm with you.
And if anyone's plagiarising, it's ruined Ditz or family, should I say, Harry and Lloyd.
Some little filly break your heart?
No, it was a girl. Breda Belcher.
I thought we were going to be together forever.
She give you any reason?
Yeah, I called her up. She gave me a bunch of crap about me not listening to her enough or something. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention.
I'm happy to be
Harry and Lloyd for breakfast.
Now, Harry and Lloyd is the two people in Dumb and Dumber. Now, I'm quite happy to be compared to Jim Carrey. One of my favourite movies, Dumb and Dumber. But
We've given them far too much oxygen.
I think they're putting the white flag up.
We've given them too much. Mm.
Things are getting back to normal, even if ruined its art. So now's a great time to order your new home while things are quiet in the industry. Get in touch today at distinctivehomes.com.au.